Spring is in the air at Global Voice Broadcasting. Fresh new shows are hitting the airwaves every day. Shows about all the things that matter to you and your life. Music, fashion, celebs, and more. It's all here, and it's getting better every day. Only at Global Voice Broadcasting.
Indies in Motion is the most entertainingly different variety show on the net. We've got the best host, he's a maker, he's a shaker, and he's coming to you live from Hollywood. Mr. Rick Mizuno.
Twisted music being loud, 808 up in the system. We just living and party all the time. Now order some Patron and watch me lose my mind. Lose my mind. Lose my mind. Now order some Patron and watch me lose my mind. Lose my mind. Lose my mind. Now order some Patron and watch me lose my mind.
Monkey. Line them up and let's get bipolar. Drink some my cup and it's not soda. Girls be dancing all on me, sloppy, silly, drunk. Yeah, my life is kosher. Laser beams in this crazy scene. Neon t-shirts and 80s themes. Oops, looks like she's not quite sober. Party it up every day we breathe.
Yeah, I'm ready all the time. I don't even pack. Shop, change clothes everywhere I'm landing at. I'm ready all the time. I don't even pack. Shop, change clothes everywhere I'm landing at.
In the air and I'm twisted. Music beating loud, 808 up in the system. We just living and party all the time. Now order some Patron and watch me lose my mind. Lose my mind. Lose my mind. Now order some Patron and watch me lose my mind. Lose my mind. Lose my mind. Now order some Patron and watch me lose my mind.
Monkey. Do-si-do with this music sickness. Hopefully you won't lose your liquids. Knock them down whenever toxin tam. Cause the shotsy pam should just do it. This hello cutie, I might just get ya. Dracula meets a nice elixir. Stomp the ground and go bonkers. Ow, spin it around, girl, my life's a twister.
Yeah, I'm ready all the time. I don't even pack. Shop, change clothes everywhere I'm landing at. I'm ready all the time. I don't even pack. Shop, change clothes everywhere I'm landing at.
Hands up in the air, and I'm twisted. Music beating loud, 808.
Yeah, 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 yo, hands up in the air, up in here. Welcome, greetings, and hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all you fabulous, incredible, wonderful, independent artists around the world. Welcome for another very happening session of Ba-da-ba! Indies in Motion, where you know we feature some of the best independent rising stars, and you know I like to make myself laugh. Anyway, as always, we start this jam off with a crew We start off this jam with a crew cool groove. C-O-O-L. Anyway, read the notes. That tune is entitled Lose My Mind. I guess it's happening to me. Yes, indeed. By my man, Leon Rockmore, featuring that female vocals, Telestine Love. I know I messed it up, girl. I'm sorry, baby. T-Love, and that's their single. And you can check them out at www.ribcatmusicgroup.com, which is RIBKATMUSICGROUP. And that's they're out of California as well as we are. And as always, if you go to the official indiesinmotion.com website, check out the guest and music page, and there you will find a link to my man Leon Rockmore. All right, well, I'm so excited because we have an exciting show as usual, without exception. I have some wonderful in-studio guests that are going to just we're just going to have a great old time here. But before I introduce my first guest, I want to jam with another tune. Check it out.
Been real kind.
My man is singing the blues, if you really want to know, in case you didn't catch the name of that tune, If You Really Want to Know by Sal Anthony. That's his latest single. Check him out at www.capsicumrecords.com, C-A-P-S-I-C-U-M records.com. And once again, go to indiesinmotion.com and you will find a link to him. As I always encourage you, show some love and give support to the artists that come on this show. Contact them, send a message, even better yet, buy their material, go to the shows, whatever, buy their books. Show some love and give some support to these wonderful indie artists. Again, Sal Anthony, he is out of Pottstown, Pennsylvania, and I want to thank his rep Roger Metzler of Capsicum Records for sending that tune in to us. Yes, indeed.
I love Facebook. Last night, I gave a party, and all my Facebook friends came. They looked completely different than they had online. Three-dimensional, much less interesting, older, fatter, more verbose, and with less to say. I mean, I already knew what movies and bands they liked, if they were in a relationship, and when their birthdays were. What more was there to say? But we had 494 friends in common, so there must be some bond under all that fat, beneath all those dimensions. You know, I missed their flat, smiling faces. They were too close, too real, with meaty breath and hot smells. They'd made me LOL. Posting animals with hats and liking everything. Now, they ate my food, drank my wine, and complained. I wanted to put them to sleep or shut them down, at least make them hibernate. I hate my friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to start this introduction off a little different, and it was real different because someone moved the microphones, and when I went to turn it up, We may have missed like the first couple of seconds. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that voice is the voice of a wonderful author. And I just found out a wonderful painter too, award-winning author. I have in studio E.V. King. Give it up. How you doing, girl?
Good. Great. Thank you so much for having me. It's a blast.
You got a little southern twang or something in your
voice? No, I don't have a southern twang. No,
you sound like some Tennessee. Where y'all from?
I'm from the Hollywood Hills.
Are you?
I am. Oh. I'm a native. I'm one of those rare breeds.
I am too. I'm a natural born. Yeah, I'm homegrown.
Homegrown. Yeah, homegrown.
I'm more in the flatlands, though. You can tell. Yeah, my man from Pottstown. So
I'm
thinking, oh.
I'm getting a contact high.
Yeah. Now, what did you just read from?
I just read from my book, Real Conversations with Imaginary Friends.
That is a great title.
Thank you so much. It's a collection of shorts. It was just out this year. Mm-hmm. Ray Bradbury says he cannot recommend these stories highly enough.
Ooh, that's good company there, girl.
That is very good. I'm very fortunate. He's a wonderful guy.
Well, you have a lot of write-ups on your material.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I assume that's a good thing.
No, it is. I mean, what I read is all good. Yeah. And I take it that your checks cleared the bank because they said some wonderful things about you. we'll see after this interview.
Yeah, it's like never too late to change that, is it?
Well, and then you've been awarded. You've received a number of awards for your work.
I've been lucky, and I just had my first novel came out in Spanish this year.
Español.
It was in English. It's Dirk Kirkby's Guide to the Afterlife.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's your other book.
Yeah.
So. You're just all over the place. Okay, so let's go back to because I lose track easy. So
me too. If you haven't noticed,
that's why we have notes in front of you. You have more pages than I do.
I know. I'm sad.
This is all good. This is all good. And you're going to treat us again to a little bit more reading. But back to the first book that you read a piece from. So it's a collection of shorts.
It's a collection of shorts.
So is it theme driven or is it just whatever came out of your head?
It's whatever came out of my head. It's all over the place. There's a lot of science fiction. I would say I'm a science fiction writer, but I am a biologist. So all the science.
You're a biologist
by training.
Oh yeah.
By training. So all the biology is real. Most of the quantum stuff is real.
Ooh, I love quantum physics.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. Don't understand it, but I love it.
It's exactly.
It's deep. I love it. Yeah.
Mind-altering.
Anyway.
So all of that is real, and all of the things where people change shape are probably not.
That's what I love about fiction.
Yeah,
you make it up. Yeah,
horror stories, and it sort of spans the gamut here.
Okay, so it's about your imaginary friends.
Well, it's not. I mean, there's, like I say, there's
real conversations with imaginary friends. So when you go walking down the street talking.
Right.
Thank God for cell phones, huh?
That's what I always say, you know? I said, thank God they don't think I'm insane anymore. They just think I've got a Bluetooth in my head.
Yeah. And you probably do.
And I do. Yeah. I do. I just
you're,
took you're it on the ear just to, yeah, just
yeah.
To, yeah.
Good.
Just to talk to those imaginary friends that actually understand me.
Well, that is so good. So this is a fictional book, a collection of cool short stories.
Cool short stories. Many have appeared in other places before.
Other publications,
uh-huh.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And so now I know that because in part in doing the reading, of course, that you have theater background.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I know that because I read it. But
oh, I thought you were just complimenting my delivery. Damn.
No. Okay, that too.
Here, you know. I thought, oh, good. Finally, somebody who gets this undiscovered talent.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why you're here, girl.
I know.
We're broadcasting worldwide. Yes, indeed.
24/7. So I'm so excited.
But I know that, for instance, you were in one of my favorite places up in Ojai recently. Now tell us about that function.
Oh my God, that was fabulous. It's the second annual Word Fest put on by a woman named Sequoia. Sequoia Mary Hamilton. She did an amazing job. Over 100 different events.
Wow.
Edward Scissorhands, writer was there.
Oh, okay.
The writer of the screenplay. I started this wrong, this intro. There were just the most amazing array of spoken word artists, musicians. It was really a cool thing, and I got to read at like 5 different events.
Look at you.
So, yes.
You're like in a highly demanded woman, huh?
Oh, well, I'm hoping to become.
You're getting there, huh?
Yeah, and
I'm loving it.
Ojai. June 10th, I'm going to be in Brentwood with Connie Martinson at the library.
Really?
Yes. She's got a number of guests that were just on her show, and so she's doing a library benefit.
Check you out. Yeah, you're doing great. Now, who's a publisher? Are they self-published? No. Okay.
The real deal
publishers.
The real deal. Well, small real deal, but real deal nonetheless.
All, yeah. Well, as long as it's a book, as long as it's out there, something we can hold on to.
Yes, and it's in Real Conversations with Imaginary Friends was put out by 27th Dimension Press.
Mm-hmm.
And it is also available, of course, Kindle Nook and on Audible if you like to listen like me.
Oh, nice. Are you reading?
I am not, unfortunately.
Okay.
Same with Dirk Quigby's also on Audible, but it has a fabulous reader, so I'm
sure.
Incredible.
I'm sure.
Very British. So all my like kind of thug people, suddenly they've turned Irish because, you know, he doesn't do the New York. So it's like suddenly I've got Irish Wolfman, and it's very bizarre but fun. And so I have a children's book also on Audible that's available, but it's in a rewrite with my agent Andy Ross.
It is available.
But it's available on Audible, and
okay.
An old version is still available. It's called The Adventures of Emily Finfeather.
Oh well, you have some great titles.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah. I just love the way you think and your material and the way you're going. I just love this. You know, speaking of love, show us some more love, maybe with another reading.
I would love to. This one actually is kind of about love. It's called The Weight of Fiction.
Ooh.
My friend says I write light fiction. I guess it's true. He says, not like you're Hemingway or something. Well, that's certainly true. For one thing, I'm alive and female and a vegetarian. Definitely not Hemingway. I do like short sentences, though. Thoughtfully, I hefted a Hemingway, and then I bounced a Sylvia Plath on one hand, but they're paperbacks. So I guess my judgment was skewed by material things. Another problem of mine, according to my friend. The hardback copy of Danielle Steele was considerably weightier, and when I attempted to heft the complete work of Nora Roberts, I could barely lift them. Maybe I need to work out more. My friend's reading Nietzsche. When he wasn't looking, I cautiously hoisted it. It was hardly heavier than a feather. The same was true of Sartre. In fact, it was even lighter, barely weighing more than a thought. I snuck off to the bathroom, surreptitiously concealing Sartre beneath my sweater. Once inside, door locked, I greedily browsed the pages. Sentences were brisk and clipped. The words were sparser, much less rich and velvet than Nora or Danielle. 3 o'clock is always too late or too early for anything you want to do. Well, that's true enough. I've never been a morning person. But heavy? I reached for Nora, which I had wheeled in concealed in a carry-on bag. She had large doe eyes. Now that was a disturbing image. I pictured huge liquid brown eyes lacking whites, black horizontal pupils spread wide on either side of a small human face like some alien monster or cubist nightmare. I couldn't sleep that night. The next day, sleep-deprived and haunted, I returned to my friend. I once again snuck into the bathroom with Sartre. If I became a philosopher, it's all been to seduce women. And so, like this is news? Sounds like every guy I know. I read another. We do not judge the people we love. Maybe I'm missing something. I hurried home to Nora. She'd been too heavy to keep lugging around, although, to be honest, it gave me the heebie-jeebies to have the doe-eyed woman lurking inside the pages of my room at night. When we grow up, we lose the talent for loving without restrictions. I tried hefting the volume again. I had been working out, but even so, I could raise it only an inch off the ground. Maybe I should try Nietzsche and Danielle. He who would learn to fly must first learn to stand and walk and turn and run and climb and dance. One cannot fly into flying. Nietzsche. Sometimes, if you aren't sure about something, you just have to jump off the bridge and grow wings on your way down. Danielle. Invisible ties are the strongest ties. Nietzsche. It's hard being visible, so I've made myself invisible. Danielle. My friend has become lachrymose. He hardly looks at me when I enter his home. His eyes follow me morosely as I scuttle into his bathroom to discover the secret of profundity. I'm haunted by the doe-faced woman. She creeps into my dreams upon those rare nights when I am able to sleep. Her face talks wordlessly of predation and fear. Nietzsche, though, he speaks to me of dancing and laughter. We should consider every day lost on which we have not danced at least once, and we should call every tooth false which was not accompanied by at least one laugh. Ha ha. I try to laugh. But somewhere out there I see a doe-eyed woman running through the snow, beset by predators, threatened by famine, her child's face framed in the scope of a rifle.
That's wonderful. Wow, you read so well. I mean, your voicing and everything, and you're just captivating. Yeah, in fact, that's why I'm slow to turn my mic up, because I was expecting and wanting more.
Thank you. Well, there's more.
Well, I know there's more, but we're running out of time here. We got to talk about other things. But gosh, girl, that is so...
Thanks.
Now, that's from your second book?
That is from Real Conversations.
Oh, that's from the same thing. Okay.
And I have another collection of stories I'm working on, and a couple of other novels. And
I know you're busy. Okay, so you have two books in front of you. So what's the other book?
The other book is Dirk Quigby's Guide to the Afterlife.
And what's that good book about?
Well, our hero, Dirk Quigby, is an unfulfilled copywriter who thinks he works for Pesky, Pesky, and Pesky Incorporated, an advertising firm. And there must be more to life than writing slogans. Or, indeed, there must be more to life than life. So he enrolls in Religion 101, and it's taught by Lucifer.
Oh, look at you.
The devil's unhappy. He's like, with global warming and overcrowding, Tokyo on a hot day makes hell look great. So here's the deal. I'll give you passage back and forth to all the different afterlives if you will write me kind of a Zagat guide with ratings for food, drink, music, entry requirements, and accommodations. And so, for example, the Jews made a covenant with God. God gave them the laws they should live by. And in return, the Jews gave them the tip of their male baby's genitals. Jews are often known as people of the book. Although many have branched out into television and movies.
Yes, indeed. And radio.
And radio.
Wow. That is so good. Now, you know what? How can we get your books?
Okay, well, you can get books, Dirk Quigby's Guide to the Afterlife and Real Conversations. They're on Barnes & Noble. They're on Amazon. They're on Audible. You can also look up E.E. King, which is what I write under because my name is really Elizabeth Eve King.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to my website, www.elizabethevking.com. You can go to my Facebook page, Elizabeth Eve King Facebook, or Dirk Quigby's Guide to the Afterlife Facebook, or Real Conversations with Imaginary Friends Facebook. Oh, or what else can you do? Oh, and I'm E.E. King on Twitter.
Look at you. And, of course, you go to Amazon and all the online bookstores,
yes,
and I'm sure the brick-and-mortar stores and all that kind
right.
of good stuff.
Actually, a friend said that Dirk's was in Stories in Echo Park. I guess it's a bookstore.
Bookstore? Okay,
Park.
Yeah.
But you can always order it if it's not there.
All right.
In fact, I wish you would.
Because I had to jump because I looked at my time and clock and we're, like, out of time. But being the success and going even further, give us, you know, what would you give an aspiring writer, you know, a tip, some advice, words of wisdom?
Well, words of wisdom. Read, write. Follow your heart. Be really open to suggestions of others. You know, don't hesitate to say, you know what, maybe this person has good ideas, even though I don't want to hear them. And do believe in yourself.
Absolutely. Now, again, I'm out of time, but do you have any readings or something close or nearby? I know you mentioned one in June. Anything
that's
sooner?
That's the nearest that I have, but I am looking for, I'm trying to do this literary stand-up, sort of marrying stand-up comedy theater and really short fiction. So
all
I'm
right. We may have some interesting ideas with that. Yeah.
Cool.
And actually, we're in a room filled with other creative, interesting folks, so you never know. Yeah. Indie's Emotion is the hookup, and check out this tune for a hookup.
Somewhere nice and so cozy to listen to love songs. Well, while she hugs me, that's what love's about. Sharing the moment with the one you love. You're a fabulous girl, but you're more than love. You brought meaning to my life. My search is done since you came along. My world has come alive. You're a fabulous girl, but you're more than pearl. You brought meaning to my life. My search is done since you came along. My world has come alive. You make me smile. You're my heartbeat. You're my princess girl of the night. You keep me warm. My shelter from the storm. Good, you've got class. Good, you've got style. You're a fabulous girl, but you're more than birth. You brought meaning to my life. My search is done since you came along. My world has come alive. You're a fabulous girl, but you're more than birth. You brought meaning to my life. My search is done since you came along. My world has come alive.
Yeah, yeah, man, that's how we groove up in here. Yes, indeed. Entitled Fabulous Girl. Yeah, we just heard from a fabulous girl. And that is by Singing Vernon. That's his latest single. Check him out at www.myspace.com/Singing Vernon, which is S-I-N-G-I-N-G. V-E-R-N-O-N, and he hails from St. Elizabeth, Jamaica. Yaman, Rastaman. Okay, we're getting ready to jump into another groove. But I just want to, one announcement. Coming up April 28th, once again, Indie's Emotion Roadshow rides again back at the fabulous Talking Sticks. That'll be a Saturday from 7 to 10. Have a wonderful lineup in store for you. Check it out. More info on the official www.com Indie's Emotion website. Yeah, check this out.
I can write a love song just the way it should be sung. Don't tell me that I'm wrong. Let it go tonight.
You know I love a love song, and that, of course, entitled, yes, it is, it's a love song, and that is by The Cheek of Her, and they're all the way from the other across the pond, from London, from UK, yes, indeed, and that's off their single. Check them out at www.thecheekofher.com, which is thecheekofher. Too many letters, girl. Again, go to indiesemotion.com and you will find that. And I want to thank my girl Helen Dooley for sending that in and showing some love. Yes, indeed. All right, moving right along. And again, show some love. Go to her website. Buy her stuff. Yeah. All right, now my next in-studio guest, and I'm just going to turn up all the mics. I really have no idea which microphone they're on. But it's so incredible, this way this show is unfolding. But anyway, without further ado, I want to introduce a really, really happening group of people. And I'm first going to introduce the mastermind, producer, director of theater, voice in the well, the one and only from L.A., California, Eric Vollmer.
Yeah, greetings.
Right. All right, all right, all right. Well, I know you're on one of these microphones. I'm just going to leave them all up. How you doing, bro?
Fine, doing great.
Good, good,
glad
good.
To be here.
I'm glad you're here, too. And also, you have some friends with you, which I'm going to ask you to introduce in a minute. But
sure.
Now, Voice in the Well. Voice in the Well. As soon as I get it out, swell well. Okay. Voice in the Well. Now, what is that about?
Well, in a sense, I know it's like a 19th century saying, but our voices come from the well of our being.
Okay.
And so it's got a poetic side to it.
All right, all right.
And our emphasis is on the spoken word and you know, bringing classic works back to life and then exploring new work.
Oh, okay. So you're writing original material and also using classical material, material that's already established?
Yes, right. Yeah, yeah. Well, we do both. We have a variety show where we bring new writers, but we also celebrate well-known writers and writers that shouldn't be forgotten.
Voices from the Well.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. That, what was that? What was that voice? I heard a voice from the...
Oh, that's me at the way on the other end of the room here. I was hiding out until I could jump in.
We're having to keep him at a distance. We'll introduce him in a minute. Who let the dog out anyway? So now when you get together as a theater group, is this reading only? Or is this a play, an act? Talk us through.
Well, we run the gamut, but we have a combination of readers' theater, but more and more we explore scenes from the world stage. And periodically we mount a big show where it is rehearsed. and we're not flying by the seat of our pants.
Well, that's because you do a lot of improvising. That word, the I word.
Yeah,
I don't know what's wrong with my tongue.
Yeah, we have these cultural misadventures. I try to find a theme for the month, and then I explore the theme, and I invite different friends and actors.
Oh, okay. So whatever drops in the brain,
right?
And then from that you just run with it, and those that are brave enough, bold enough, or whatever enough say, yeah, we'll participate. I see someone nodding her head, so she's...
Pretty much.
Because I like what I read about you in a sort of a description about yourself. It says, through his vast travels and far and wide to find others of like interest in literature, public policy, social history, anthropology, philosophy, psychology, blah, 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 creative writing, and the world stage has led to the creation of A Voice in the Whale, a diverse group of writers and performers dedicated to bringing the arts and humanities vividly, I like that, vividly, I can say that well, vividly to life. How cool is that?
Well, thanks. Yeah, I was on a roll there.
Yeah. Well, speaking of roll, let's roll into the introduction of the friends that you brought with you.
Okay, great. Yeah, I have here next to me Caitlin Farrell,
uh-huh.
A wonderful actress, and then on the other end of the table.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome, Caitlin. How are you doing, girl?
Good. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, pleasure to have you here. And then that deep voice from the end of the table.
Yeah, that would be DJ Carlisle.
Another voice in the well. Thank you for having me. It's delightful to be here.
Cool, so, man. Cool voice. Yeah, I know DJ... is also a published author as well.
That's right. He's written on Rimbaud, the French poet, and numerous.
Well, not so much on him. I did a translation of the complete works, but it did come with notes and commentary. And I'm working on a new book on Verlaine, and I've written some plays, and I won some prizes for those. So yeah, I've been around the literary block sometimes.
Cool. Now I know what this is like a cool show because we're going to be treated to a sampling of some of your works, like what we will experience when we come to one of your functions, one of your gigs, which is coming up real soon this month.
That's
April
right.
The 26th. Yeah. Where's that? Now, what is that?
Well, that's Calling Out Around the World. I took it from the song Calling Out Around the World.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for a brand new beat?
Yeah.
So I thought I'd do a lot of travel literature and scenes from plays from Europe. And comedy and music.
Yeah. Also, all those elements will be within in this next performance on April the 26th?
Oh, yeah. It's all multidisciplinary.
That's how I roll. I love it. Yeah. And so where's it going to be?
Well, that's at Warsaw, which looks like it's the capital of Poland, Warsaw.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, they pronounce it Warsaw.
Uh-huh.
And, we have a loft there in the restaurant. And the owners like me doing Euro salons, trying to do as much, reminding them of the times of salons in Europe and their
home. Oh, you guys are going abroad.
Well,
just walking up those stairs, you enter another territory. And I would remind people that Warsaw is on Lincoln Boulevard, just south of Santa Monica Boulevard in Santa Monica.
Ooh, just like that narrator voice. See, I'm thinking you guys are getting on a plane and flying somewhere, going aboard a ship the way he was leading me. Thank you for clearing that up. Plus, we want our people to find where, you know, go there. I mean, now that they know you're local, they have no excuses not to go.
Well, yeah, I like.
A small donation at the door. Give what you feel honestly, generously you can donate to this wonderful Warsaw. Thank you very much for coming, ladies and gentlemen.
Again, we indie artists need your love and your support. Show us the money, baby. Yes, indeed. Well, you know what? Since I have your mics on and I don't want to touch them because they're like all over the place, and not my fault. You know, are you ready to treat us to?
Yeah, very much.
Caitlin is, because she's like saying, "Yeah, that's what I came here for." Well, you know what? I'm gonna turn my mic down and you guys do your introduction, whatever. It's on you guys.
All right,
a voice in the well.
Yes. So we're going to read to you a brief scene from a lesser-known Frank Capra film called Meet John Doe. And I was looking at it, and I thought it has a lot of resonance with this election year and the kind of the occupation that we were experiencing. So as our story opens, a struggling, sassy newspaper columnist, Ann Mitchell, is threatened with being fired by her managing editor, Henry Connell, because her writing has too much lavender and old lace and it lacks fireworks. Attempting to save her job on her last day, Anne writes a fiery last column as a publicity stunt. Her face glows as she fabricates a letter to the editor, written by an imaginary underdog, John Doe, in which this disgusted American citizen protests against unemployment, hypocrisy, greed, and inhumanity suffered by the nation's poor on account of big business tycoons, corrupt moguls, and slimy politicians. The new editor, Connell, puts out an all-points alert to find Ann, and so it goes.
Hello, hello. Okay, Henshaw, grab a pencil. Here it is again. She's about 5'5", brown eyes, light chestnut hair, and as fine a pair of legs as ever walked into my office.
Did you want to see me?
Oh, no, no. I've had the whole Army and Navy searching for you because it's a little game we play here every day.
I remember distinctly being fired.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But you have a piece of property that still belongs to this newspaper, and I'd like to have it.
What's that?
The letter.
What letter?
The letter from John Doe.
Oh.
The whole town's in an uproar. We've got to find him. His letter's our only clue.
There is no letter.
I will get a handwriting expert and we can try. What?
There is no letter.
Say that again.
There is no letter. I made it up.
You made it up?
Uh-huh. You said you wanted fireworks.
Don't you know there are 9 jobs waiting for this guy? 22 families want to board him for free. 5 women want to marry him. And the mayor practically wants to adopt him. And you...
Listen, you great big wonderful genius of a newspaper man. You came down here to shoot some life into this dying paper, didn't you? Well, the whole town's curious about John Doe, and boom, just like that, you're going to bury him. There's enough circulation in that man to start a shortage in the ink market.
In what man?
John Doe.
What John Doe?
Our John Doe, the one I made up. Look, genius. Now look, suppose there was a John Doe and he walked into this office. What would you do? Find him a job and forget about the whole business, I suppose? Not me. I'd make a deal with him.
A deal?
Sure. When you get a hold of a stunt that sells papers, you don't drop it like a hot potato. Why, this is good for at least a couple months. You know what I'd do? Between now and, let's say, Christmas, when he's going to jump, I'd run a daily yarn starting with his boyhood, his schooling, his first job, a wide-eyed youngster facing a chaotic world, the problem of the average man, of all the John Does in the world. Huh. Now, then comes the drama. He meets discouragement. He finds the world has a feet of clay. His ideals crumble. So what does he do? He decides to commit suicide in protest against the state of civilization. He thinks of a river, but no, no. He has a better idea. The city hall. Why? Because he wants to attract attention. He wants to get a few things off his chest, and that's the only way he can get himself heard.
So?
So he writes me a letter, and I dig him up. He pours out his soul to me, and from now on we quote, "I protest," by John Doe. He protests all the evils in the world, the greed, the lust, the hate, the fear, all of man's inhumanity to man.
Oh, that's very pretty. That's very pretty indeed, Miss Mitchell. But tell me, would you mind telling me who goes on Christmas Eve?
John Doe.
What John Doe?
The one we hired for the job, you lunkhead.
Oh. Thank you very much.
Oh, that was so cool. Very, very nice. Very nice. Miss Kaylin, you're originally from Omaha?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, Omaha, Nebraska. Yeah, welcome to California. How long have you been out here?
I've been here 4 years.
Okay, so this is now home for you.
Yes,
you're an accomplished actress and doing all kind of wonderful things out here.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. I'm so glad you're here. And also, in fact, both you and Eric are involved in grant writing and grant consulting. That's like a whole different aspect of life, well, probably helps pay the bills.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that was my major in college.
Oh, so. Okay. All right. Very cool. Very cool. Very cool. So how did you end up with this wonderful group? And, man, DJ, I dig your voice, man.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to hear that.
I'm so glad to be able to say it to you, my Russian friend.
I am just going to be thankful. I am here in this country, this beautiful country.
It is a beautiful
wonderful
country.
Wonderful acting job. Thank you very much.
I don't have any vodka to offer you, but, you know, we can. There's a liquor Later. Store down the street.
Oh, that's very good.
Okay, I know. But seriously, though, we do have Coca-Cola. And Sprite.
No sponsors were harmed in the making of this show.
That's right. Send us some money, baby. But anyway, but you know, I happened to finally look at the flyer here about your upcoming event on the 26th, which is really going to be down the street from where I'm going to be.
That's
at
right.
The Talking Sticks, which you said you're familiar with, which is it pronounced Warsaw?
Well, they say Varshava.
Oh, that's right. The W's are
yeah, V's,
yeah, like Vuk. Yeah, okay. That's why I need help. But I do know it's at 1414 Lincoln Boulevard in Santa Monica, zip 90401. And there's a phone number. That's your phone number? Can I give out your phone number for this?
Sure, by all means.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to do it anyway. It's area code 310-227-0877. And $7 door really and desserts donation?
Yes.
Okay, and no one turned away.
No, because we want to share.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah.
That's the thing, is to partly to remind people that all of this culture and these arts are the heritage of everyone.
Yes.
And so we try to find people in different venues and try to bring the art forward to them.
Lovely, lovely.
And now, I wanted to say it's nice that we have such mixed audiences. We see older folks, mm-hmm. and everybody, and some people bring their kids sometimes, and it's a nice event. And there are desserts, and for those that enjoy it, there is wine, red and white.
Hey, now we're talking, baby.
What was that wonderful winery that donates the winery for?
That's Fry Vineyards.
Fry Vineyards.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very nice.
So there's
definitely. So bring the whole family.
Yeah,
everyone's
sort
welcome.
Of party atmosphere. Everybody talks about the show, and it's a very mm-hmm. it's a very homey
so.
Thing.
How long is the show, roughly? Time-wise?
90 minutes.
About 90 minutes, and yeah. Then there's time to talk afterwards and just
absolutely
have some fun and party mm-hmm. on and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, we have another hour, and that's part of it, is to reflect on what we've been performing
mm-hmm.
and to learn what other people are up to so that we can have further adventures with them.
With them, okay, just trying to sort of change the names to protect the guilty.
Well, I want to mention some names because we have the wonderful Yuka Lady who shows up from time to time with her off-the-wall children's songs, and Count Smokula, and Gary.
Gary Gordon.
And
we
Vinny,
have our local favorites.
And Vinny.
And Vinny Caggiano is a wonderful,
fabulous
eclectic
guitarist.
Oh, nice. That's right. You have all the disciplines.
Christine Linhart.
Theory.
Christine Linhart.
Yeah, who was a guest on this
Yes,
show.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Fabulous person. All right, so it's like a cool event to go to.
Yes, and you can just drop names forever.
Yeah, but also cool. Afterwards, you can hang out with you guys and meet and greet and share stories, and you know, you're just absorbing. And who knows what may be next at the next event?
That's right.
Now I have a website here. Can we give out this website for my?
Oh yes. We're a part of Public Works Improvisational Theater.
Okay.
And that's publicworksimprov.com or
yes,
www.
Oh, yeah, that's my thing. Triple W. If I go WWW, I lose track of how many W's. So. Anyway, that's my thing. I got to keep it real simple. But, you know, yeah, we know we have a few more minutes. So they can go to the website. They can keep track of what you guys are doing.
Right. Yeah.
Stay in touch with you. Show you some love by contacting you. Now how can people get involved, like wanting to be an actor, reader, or something like that? Are you looking for recruits?
Well, yeah, it can happen as simply as this afternoon, I listened to Evie King.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking about. I'm working it for you, girl.
She'd be a wonderful future guest.
On my back of my card, it says promoter and agent. Agent. And it all goes into one account. Yeah, okay, but yeah, so they someone can contact you about possibly reading for you and participating?
Yeah.
Give that phone number one more time.
Well, Yeah, you can contact me by phone.
Or email or the website?
227-0877. Or you can contact me probably preferably by email.
Yeah.
And tell me voicedinthewell@hotmail.com. And then, you know, let me know something about you. And then ideally, if you come to the program and introduce yourself.
I like the background sound effects. You like that? Kind of like a...
Somebody's allergic to
DJs,
spring.
The spring season has hit
I'm
DJ.
Fighting the spring flowers.
Bring him a drink, seriously. And pour it on his nostrils to clear it up.
Vodka for right nostril.
So, Caitlin, dear, how did you get involved with this Mad Hatters?
I was doing a play with a performer, Doug Spitz, and we were doing a play in Santa Monica, and he told me about Eric and invited me to come do a piece, and it was the Funeral Parlor.
That's right, by Christopher Durang.
By Christopher Durang, and it was something... Eric always chooses pieces that are a challenge and something that nobody else would offer, things I've never heard of, things that make me think... A lot.
Challenge you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so which helps you grow and stretch you and everything.
So we had a really nice time, and I just continued to come and to see what Eric chooses for material.
Oh,
and it's
right.
always exciting and fun.
Because you've been involved with them for, I think, a couple of years or so?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
A couple years.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm. Now, in addition, because I know this upcoming event that you're going to have comedy and music and everything, so... Can other, like, of that discipline contact you as well? Musicians, singing, dancers, whatever?
Well, yeah.
I got me going.
It's contagious.
Yeah.
It's a love thing.
Share the love.
I'm sorry.
It's a pretty informal process.
Okay.
There's no auditions. It's just...
Just show up.
it's more than showing up. I am attracted toward talent.
and we do usually have 15 minutes or 20 minutes to rehearse beforehand, which is always helpful.
No kidding, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you've already selected the talent based on whatever your parameters are, and then it's like speculative theater, and then they show up. And they show up.
Well,
we
get a script ahead of time.
Right.
Okay. It's not totally cold reading.
But we don't have like a regular rehearsal schedule. Sometimes we'll have one or two rehearsals before the actual evening. But other times, everybody's schedule is such that we just show up and grab each other by the seat of the pants, basically.
Oh, this sounds like fun.
After a quick rehearsal. Yes. Well,
this sounds like a happening.
Metaphorically speaking.
I got you. I feel you, you know.
But there's always a theme, and people usually bring works that fit with that theme.
All right. I just love a woman's touch. She just, you know, we're out there going all over, and she just, and we do it this way. You know, I just love it. I do. You know, we're like out of time, but again, you have this incredible reading. So are there others with you besides these two wonderful people, DJ and Caitlin?
Well, actually.
The reading?
As we proceeded, there's some 250 performers that have performed with us.
Oh, no, I mean regarding to the April 26th.
Vinnie Kajang will be there, and William Bassett will be there, great actor, classical actor, and and more to come. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I caught you off guard because I do that because that's my thing. That's the way I roll. So, but anyway, we are like out of time. But again, it's April the 26th, 2 days before the Indies in Motion Roadshow, which is April the 28th on the same street.
Woo-hoo!
Well, you guys are Santa Monica. We're Venice, but we're still like next to each other.
It's about 2 miles.
Yeah. But the traffic is crazy sometimes
that's
on Lincoln Boulevard. But anyway, you know, we're like out of time, but I just want to thank my beautiful and wonderful guest. Thank you, Evie King.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun.
Oh, yes, indeed. And Eric and Caitlin
and DJ. Thank you very much.
And again, if you go to publicworksimprov.com, but again, there will be a hookup link and all that kind of stuff on the www.indiesinmotion.com website, and it will take you right to their homepage. And you know what? I'm out of time, but also coming next week, I have a special special co-host with me, an incredible comedian, Melody Baldonado, and also from Nigeria, I have author N.K. David and CEO of Raw, Byron Areola, and also actress Jamila Majesty. Until next time, we love you. We appreciate you. Continue to show the love for IndiesInMotion.com. Well, Indies in Motion. And peace, love, and Indies in Motion. Ciao.
We are wrapping up another great show here on Indies in Motion. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us. Make sure you find us on Facebook. Look for us on Twitter. Would you like some airplay and interview consideration? Well, then go to our website, www.indiesinmotion.com. We'll catch you next time.